If you own a home and you've been thinking about moving, these are signs it's time to sell. Profit. If you've been keeping up with my other videos over the past year, you know it's been a seller's market. Inventory's been low, demand's been high, prices have gone up. If you've heard your neighbor's house just sold for a price that you can't believe, it may be time for you to think about selling. Strapped for cash. High profit's a great thing, but not everybody sells just to move up in the market. If you've been financially stressed and strapped for cash, it may be a good time to consider downsizing a bit. Since prices have gone up, you're probably in a good equity position, and that way you can also buy something smaller, have a lower payment, and put a little cash back in your pocket. Growing family. Did you buy your house when you were a bachelor? Were you newlyweds expecting your first child whenever you purchased your home? Let's face it, if your family's grown, you've added kids and maybe even pets, could be time to sell that one and get another. High maintenance. As homes age, maintenance costs go up. The average cost of maintenance for a typical homeowner is around $2,000 every year. But if you're approaching the time when you're going to put a new roof on or HVAC components or things of that nature, you may be in a position where those costs are going to go up significantly. If you want to cash out right now while prices are high and people are more likely to go ahead and pick up a house that maybe needs a project or two, this is a good time you might want to sell. 7-year itch. Just like in anything else, you can fall out of love with your house. Let's face it, if you've been there a while, you may be looking around thinking there's a better option out there. However, you don't want to make a snap decision. Make sure you've been there long enough that your equity position is high enough that when you do sell, you've got some room to move so you can actually get some cash back out of it. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.